My name is Teemu Keränen, and I work as a risk safety and security manager in the University on Jyväskylä. I came here to tell a little about safety and security matters. Is it online? Yeah. All right. I hope you all have a nice and safe exchange. Sit here. Measured by many metrics, Finland is one of the safest and countries in the world. Still, there are always risks, so my advice is be cautious and use common sense. With it, we'll do well under normal conditions. Take care of yourself and each other. In Finland, a safety study environment is the right of every student. Yours too. It cannot be compromised under any circumstances. It is good to know that you and all of us play an important role in ensuring safety. As I said, each of us plays an important role making it safe. The university community is also an important part of safety development and management. Through this, we expect to receive information, observations, and so that we can assess safety risks and manage them. We hope you will report about possible dangerous situations, close calls for crimes or other safety or security related issues. In emergency situations, an individual actor and acting correctly is often of great importance in terms of the final result. Here is a short guide for acting an acute dangerous situation. First, try to prevent damages if it's safe for you. Secondly, report the matter immediately so that the matter causing the danger can be corrected. Thirdly, get yourself safe. And how to? Always in urgent emergency situations, call the authorities first. What are these situations? For example, seizures, more serious personal injuries, ongoing or recent crimes, or other urgent need for help. Our authorities are quite good, so use them if you have emergencies. Secondly, follow the instructions and ask if you're not sure. Notify the staff if you notice someone acting contrary to the instruction or causing danger. Be prepared for unusual situations such as possible accidents, fire alarms, or power outages. Familiarize yourself with emergency exit routes, meeting points, the location of fire extinguishers, and first aid equipment. And make sure that locked doors and windows close after you. If you have an emergency in Finland, you should call dial 112. It's the emergency number in all EU countries. Call them if someone's life, health, property, or the environment is threatened or in danger, or if you are witnessing a crime being committed. I recommend you to download 112 Suomi mobile app because it makes it easier for authorities to locate you in emergencies. In the application, you will find also the most important services from which you can get official help. In University of Jyväskylä, we have also an emergency response guide, which you can find from our website. And I hope you will familiarize yourself with it. It has information on most common safety risks and how to act accordingly in acute situations. If you're experiencing bullying or harassment on campus, it's not allowed, of course. And we have prepared if you meet bullying or harassment, so we have these contact persons you can see here and their personal communications, how you can contact them. So if you see or meet these kinds of situations, contact them and you can also inform us about it. A little about health safety also. I know everyone is already getting tired talking about COVID, but unfortunately, we still haven't gotten rid of it, and it's still a valid threat to health and functioning of society. How is it currently viewed in Finland, Jyväskylä, and in our university? In the current situation, we have no related restrictions, and it's been a little while those were. Regarding the corona and health in general, our current instructions are as follows. Don't come to campus sick and thereby make others sick. Take care of good hand and coughing hygiene. Be prepared for the epidemic situation to worsen. And at the moment, there's a moderate amount of coronavirus in Finland. So take care of these things. And if necessary, ask your fellow students, your tutors, on the university staff for help with handling practical matters during your illness. For example, ask student friend to bring your food and from student restaurants to or go to the store for you if you're sick. Little about traffic safety. When it's dark, I recommend you to use a reflector so car drivers see you better on the traffic. And when you're biking, now it's quite cold, it's not recommended to drive bike if you don't have the right gears, but when you drive on a darker part of the day, use the headlight and tail light on your bike. Take winter conditions into considerations. Outdoors can be slippery, so be cautious that you don't fall. And if you drive bikes, spiked tires are recommended for your bike in the winter time. I will tell you a short story about this topic. A few years ago, around Christmas time, a scientist from South America arrived Finland for the first time of her life. She had been told in advance that we Finns are quite quiet and reserved people. After arriving at her workplace on the Ylistönrinne campus, She said to her colleagues that what she had been told was not true. When she had walked across the snowy field to the campus, many people had waved and shouted at him from a nearby bridge. The real reason was that it wasn't a field, but this Jyväsjärvi Lake, as you can see from the picture. The surface of the lake had frozen only a couple of days before, and people were worried that she could fall through the thin ice to the ice-cold water. Fortunately, the thin ice supported her weight, or his. Frozen lakes are a great place to move in a sunny weather, but what I want to tell you is that before you go onto the ice, make sure that it is safe to move there. Ask the locals, they usually know it better. Avoid moving near flowing water and under bridges. In those places, the ice is usually thin. Many people arriving in Finland from abroad have asked about how Russia's aggression in Ukraine affects Finland and whether it's safe to be and live here. Well, I have to say yes. Of course, Russia has verbally threatened Finland and Europe, but nothing very serious has resulted from this. Our security situation is still good, but it can be said that the rather unpleasant situation in Ukraine has also awakened operators in Finland to be better prepared for external threats. As you have probably noticed, Finland has joined NATO recently. With this, our countries try to improve our defense capabilities against potential threats. Due to its history, Finland is quite well prepared to defend its country. Our society is built to be quite sustainable and resistant. Provision has also been made at the university and it's been developed further. From the point of view of the threat of war in Finland, larger public residential and commercial properties have to build civil protection facilities and as required by law. They are intended to protect civilian populations from the direct impact of weapons. University buildings have such facilities for a total of thousands of people. The normal interior of our building protects people well from all threats other than direct weapon effect. Then, little about thefts. Our premises are mainly open to everyone, and our regular thieves are well aware of these. If you don't want to get rid of your laptop, phone, wallet, etc., do not leave your valuables unattended. Thieves are also interested in valuable bikes. During autumn, bikes are stolen on a monthly basis. So use a decent lock and lock your bike into the fixed object. Also in winter, valuable clothes are a common target. Not very many, but still it's possible. Clothes left in coat racks at our campus are at your own risk. So remind that. We have CCTV in campus many cameras. It's covered mostly on CCTV and the CCTV system. It doesn't stop crimes to happening, but helps us to solve them. CCTV materials are confidential and given only to police. So if you meet a crime, we will give the CCTV material only to police. It's administered by our Clavis service desk. If you meet a crime, you can report it to our police website. It's the preferred way, or you can go to our nearest police station, which is located to Jyväskylä City Center at this address. It's open Monday to Friday from 9 to 3 p.m. If you don't report it, there will be no investigation, so I highly recommend it. And I hope you will also report to us if you meet a crime here. We can give you assistance in these cases. If you have something lost or found in the campus, if it's happened in the campus, ask our janitors first. But normally they will be given to the police. So if you have something lost, go to the lost and found office, which is also located in the Jyväskylä police station. In medical emergencies, when you don't have to call or 112, call in advance to this telephone number. It's our nearest hospital is the Nova of Center Finland, which is located about a kilometer away up from here. And first aid at night and during weekends is you can get it from there. Little about fire safety. If you hear a fire alarm sounding, leave the building immediately using the nearest exit route. Go to the meeting place, which is marked with this sign, kokoontumispaikka. Learn the alternative exit routes so you are better prepared to go out and use the routes which are not so. And your duty is to change batteries and test that the fire alarm works in your apartment. There are links to emergency response guides and rescue plans of our normal rent apartment plans. Little about our responsibilities and your responsibilities. So we are responsible for the safety and security of our main duties, teaching and research, as well as our premises. But we are not responsible for the safety and security on your free time trips or accommodation. That's good to know. And if you want to contact about us, there's our contact info, so feel free to call or email us anytime. We will answer them when we can. All right. I hope you will see the summer or a little bit warmer side of Finland, but I hope you have a safe stay here. If you have any questions, now it's your time. Feel free to ask. All right, thank you.
Joo, se on. Yes. Kuulitko tämän videon? Tämä jakaa sitten viiseen. Joo. Jos avasin tuonne valmiiksi. Itse asiassa ei välttämättä tehty, mutta se on se tuosta. Se on opinen. Käytin viime. Joo. Thank you.